will now entertain a motion to come back into regular session.
I will make that motion, Mr. President.
Second.
And a second. We have a motion and a second to come back into regular session, public hearing. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'm going to review the rules of procedure for county council zoning hearings. And when county council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the planning zoning hearing, and these minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign in on the sign-in sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. Lang for yes. First hearing.
Thank you. First application is conditional use number 1952. It's the application of Clinton E. McCutcheon to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for boat repair, boat storage, and boat sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 2.36 acres, more or less, lying southwest of Route 20, also known as Harbison Road, at the corner with and northeast of Road 473, excuse me, also known as Messick Road, and being identified as tax map ID 2-32, map number 2, parcel 21 and 22. Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on February 14th of 2013. For the benefit of council, I only have three.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioners still have theirs.
Okay.
The exhibit booklets that were provided on January 30th.
There's only three of us here.
The booklet contains a project description, site data, a copy of the application form, a copy of the deed to the property, including a survey, site plan, zoning information from the county website, an aerial map depicting the site and surrounding area, DLDOT comments dated June 1 of 2012, and suggested conditions of approval and also suggested findings of fact. During the public hearing process, we had received and presented to the commission comments from DLDOT, County Engineering Department. Mr. McCutcheon was present with Heidi Gilmore, attorney with Tunnel and Razor Professional Association, gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the commission discussed this application. On February 14th, there was a motion, second, carried unanimously to defer action for further consideration. On February 28th of 2013, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Ross stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1952 for Clinton McCutcheon for boat repair, boat storage, and boat sales based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Two, the location surrounded by Hardscrabble Road, Messick Road, and a DP&L power line right-of-way is appropriate for this proposed use. Three, the use as a boat storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the area. Four, the applicant intends to continue using the property as his primary residence while this use is underway. And five, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the boat storage facility will be open during daylight hours only. B, the perimeter of the site shall be fenced and gated with a 7-foot-high chain link type of fencing. C, all persons visiting the site shall be accompanied by representatives of the applicant. D, this approval is for boats, including personal watercraft only, not the storage, sale, or maintenance of vehicles and RVs. E, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. F, security lighting shall be provided on the site and shall be directed away from neighboring properties and roadways. G, any dumpsters shall be screened from view of neighbors and roadways. The dumpster location shall be shown on the final site plan. H, all repairs shall be performed either indoors or on an impervious surface on the site. I, no unregistered or permanently inoperable boats, watercraft, or trailers shall be stored on the site. J, no more than 40 boats, including personal watercraft, shall be stored on the site at any one time. K, all parking and storage areas shall be clearly depicted on the final site plan and shall also physically identified on the site itself. L, the site shall be subject to all DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. And M, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Rawls, seconded by Mr. Johnson, carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 4-0. For the benefit of the commission, I did receive, or council, I did receive an additional memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. It was received on March 1st. After the public hearing with the commission, there are three soil types on this property. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected. There would not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required. There are no tax ditches affected, and they provided copies of aerial photographs and information on soil types. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
So he's going to be doing repairs in on the boats themselves, or motor, also engine repair. Was that part of it too? I must have missed that. He's going to be running engines.
Yeah, it's a boat repair, boat storage, and boat sale. So it would be all aspects of the boat business. Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
There was no condition against running the engines or anything.
No.
Okay, fine.
No.
Any other questions from council? If not, Ms. Gilmore.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Heidi Gilmore, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. With me today is Clinton McCutcheon, who, you can just raise your hand, Clint, the applicant and owner of the site, and he'll be handling all of the services provided on the site if this is approved. I did submit a packet, there weren't enough to go around, of all the items that he's proposing. There is a site plan that was prepared by Pannoni, which is in the packet. We did not have a DLDOT entrance or no letter of objection submitted yet. We're going to be seeking that with the engineer if we get approved. But they put together the preliminary site plan, had some discussions with DLDOT, and the entrance you can see from that site plan is off of Messick Road, not from Hardscrabble. We don't believe there's any issues with entry and exit from that location. Mr. McCutcheon does live on the site, so he's there when he's residing there. He does have a job right now, but he's wanting to be able to do these services on site for his clients and to start his own business right there. Right now, it would just be him operating the business. He would eventually like to add possibly one or two employees in the future, and he would be operating boat repairs as well as storing some boats in the off-season. And as you know, the boat business, you store them and work on them through the winter when the people aren't using them, and then perhaps selling them for a client. So that's not the main purpose, but all three of them go hand in hand. We believe it's consistent with the development trends in the area. There is Messick Supply, which is about a half a mile to a mile down the road. We also have the Horsey Borrow Pit near there. And, of course, the Davis Farm has farming operations and, you know, repairing things are similar to those ag operations. The proposed use will meet the needs of the community. He has a good following of customers, and they intend to follow him to his business if he operates it here. We also believe it's consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, and it promotes the health, safety, morals, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County. And that's all the information I have, unless you have questions for me.
How important is it that he keeps living there? Did we have any kind of...
Pardon?
How important is it that he continues to live there as far as this is concerned?
Well, it's not...
This approval.
It's noted as a finding. It's not a condition.
It's just a finding. Mm-hmm. So he could move out and still run the business?
Sure.
Yeah, both parcels are included in the application because he needs part of the land from the one to be able to have the use.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any other questions? If not, do you have anyone else that you would like to testify today?
No.
If not, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, this time we can close the public hearing on this matter and, with the council's pleasure, close the public record.
Yes.
We'll close the public hearing and close the public record. Okay, the council.
Closure.
And I ask Mr. Moore to read the short title for conditional use 1952.
Yes, it's an ordinance granting conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for boat repair, boat storage, and boat sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 2.36 acres, more or less, tax map ID 2-32-2-21/22, along with conditions A through M, as contained, as Mr. Lank read and contained on your handout today.
Pleasure, Council.
Yeah, I make a motion. Yeah. We adopt the ordinance with the stipulations, with the conditions.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to approve conditional use 1952 with the conditions as applied by planning and zoning. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote yes, along with planning and zoning, with the conditions as stated. I'm glad to see somebody else going into the boat business. It's a great business, and we need him.
There you go. Mr. Cole.
Yes, with the conditions, I think it's fine.
Mr. Wilson.
Vote yes, planning and zoning.
Also, I agree with planning and zoning's findings. I agree with their conditions, and certainly the location of this property, there's not anybody around who's going to really bother except the dirt pit in the woods. So I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you. Have a good day.
No, it doesn't give you permission to test the boats in the bar pit across the street.
Oh. That's what I was thinking.
That'll be good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
We'll be back then.
I looked at the aerial photograph from the conservation district, and just all you see is water.
Hey, McClutchin.
It's almost like water.
Was your father a school teacher?
Really?
Yeah.
Where would he launch a boat?
Was your father a school teacher?
Yeah, this is all water.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, I knew one place. McClutchin was a school teacher.
Is it deep water?
Yeah.
Wow.
That'd make you a bad person. It's all right.
The next application is conditional use number 1956, the application of Mark A. Giblin, Mr. Lang?
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for auto repair and service as extension to an approved towing service and landscape business being conditional use number 1933 to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.374 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Route 17, also known as Roxana Road, 1,185 feet northeast of Road 382, also known as Zion Church Road, and being identified as tax map ID 5-33, map 6, parcel 60.02. Again, the Planning and Zoning Commission held public hearing on this application on February 14th. The applicant was present during that public hearing. The reasoning for the application, if you remember, back in December, the applicant came forward and there was a reference whether or not it was a towing, it said towing service, whatever.
Whether it was towing, whether comma, was service, or towing service.
Or whether towing, comma, service, et cetera. So they came back in to clear the record, and that's why we're here today. Some of the conditions for record are noted in my report. The applicant was present and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. We did have a resident, Franklin Bennett, of Ocean View, with present opposition to the application, referenced there is too much going on at the property, that he had seen repair work being performed on buses, commercial business vehicles, and used examples of furniture trucks, heavy equipment, and that the site does not comply with regulations. On February 14th, the commission deferred action for further consideration. On February 28th, the commission discussed this application under old business. Mr. Johnson stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use 1956 for Mark A. Giblin for auto repair and service as an extension to conditional use 1933 based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an extension for conditional use 1933 granted to the applicant for a towing service and landscaping business. As part of that approval, the commission found that the use was consistent with other small-scale businesses in that area, including a bait and tackle shop, HVAC business, and other similar uses in the vicinity. Two, auto repair and service is a natural extension of the approved towing service. Three, the auto repair and service use will provide a public service to residents of the area and Sussex County in general. It also promotes the orderly growth, convenience, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Four, the use with the existing conditions required in conditional use 1933 and with those imposed on this recommendation will not have an adverse impact on neighboring property, roadways, or public facilities. Five, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The conditions imposed upon conditional use 1933 shall remain in effect. B, condition number B of conditional use 1933 is modified so that no more than 18 vehicles shall be permitted on the property beside the applicant's own vehicles. C, the hours of operation of the auto repair and service activities shall be from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days per week. D, all liquids, oils, and similar materials shall be disposed of in accordance with all state and federal requirements. E, parking areas for vehicles and customers associated with the service and repair component of this use shall be clearly shown on the final site plan and marked on the site itself. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT entrance requirements. And G, the final site plan showing this use and the use of conditional use 1933 shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion by Mr. Johnson, seconded by Mr. Ross, carried unanimously to forward this application to Sussex County Council with a recommendation that the application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions and stipulations stated, and that motion carried 4-0.
Did they say anything about, as far as screening, any kind of fencing, screening?
In the original, back to the original conditions, the impound yard shall be surrounded by a fence with landscaping to screen it from neighboring and adjacent properties and to be constructed on or before June 1 of 2013.
Still want to stick with that date? I think we're...
That was in the original.
I know.
We didn't. You could amend it.
You think
as a condition of this approval?
Give me a little more time.
That's a little tight.
Yeah, it's kind of tight. But I'm glad that we're going to do that, if we do that. What do you think? Should we extend that a little bit? Maybe a month? Give them a month.
What we would do is have the hearing, and then before you voted on it, you could amend the conditions.
Way ahead of myself. You're right.
I did have another letter came in, or memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. Again, there are three soil types on this property. Mm-hmm. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices and to maintain vegetation. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and it will not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements for this application. That's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions? If not, Mr. Giblin, do you want to come forward? Please give us your name and address and what you're planning to do.
There, my name's Mark Giblin. I live at 35001 Roxanne Road, Frankfort, Delaware. I live on the property. What I did was I put together some letters that I didn't even know were sent. So it's actually off the other, but it mentions about the service center.
Mm-hmm.
So they're from the neighbors themselves.
Are they pro or con?
They're four.
They're four?
Yeah, I didn't even know they sent them until I talked to them about coming up here, and they said, well, we sent letters, so.
Uh-huh.
And anyway. But basically, it was a concern about a construction company. The construction company is almost non-existent. The only thing that we do with the construction side is South Bethany. We just maintain their roads, their ditches, their drainage. Two jobs a year, if that. So, I mean, basically, the construction was just basically put there to show that I have equipment on the property and that we do work for South Bethany. As far as that goes, even if we did have a construction facility there, my clients don't come there anyway. I normally go to their house and write the proposals up. I also brought in some pictures of the house. Unfortunately, if I had one copy, I'd still be there with
all right.
The copy. Get down the other. If you put them all together, you will actually see what you see
house.
From the road. So basically, none of it's even visible from the road. You have to actually drive on my property and go past my residential house, which has alarms on it to let us know you're going by there.
That's because it's way back off the
yes,
road.
Yes, it's way back off the road. And it's already pretty much with the ditch line and the trees growing, you can't see nothing. I mean, I wanted to get a picture of the driveway because you can't see much there, but my daughter brought her truck over and ran into the house, so that's why the door's open on the truck. You can't see up the driveway. But other than that, that's pretty much it. We really don't cater to too much of the public area. We helped out some people over at the Moose and things like that, but mostly we do, diesel work. So the trucks are dropped off, nobody's there. We don't have a big storage facility, so we only have one or two trucks in there, during the day. I know Mr. Bennett brought up some issues, but basically he's my competitor. The people that, that were working on their trucks no longer use him because they say, well, we might as well send Mark out to get the truck because he can fix it there or possibly bring it back, get it rolling, and we're done with it. We don't have two parties into it. So that's where that all come into. And my neighbor's pretty good with it now. So everything's been pretty kosher there.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions from council?
Do you need an extra, would you, yeah, if this were approved, would you need more time to put up that?
It's pretty much all done.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're just waiting for the rain to settle up a little bit so we can nail all the boards on the fence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other questions? Did you have anyone else that you would like to testify? Is there anyone here that would like to testify in favor of this application? Anyone here? Seeing none, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Mr. President, seeing none, we can close the public hearing at this time. And if it's council's pleasure, close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Unless somebody has an issue with it, we'll close the public record.
Yes.
Mr. Moore, if you please read the short title for conditional use 1956.
Yes, Mr. President. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for auto repair and service as extension to an approved towing service and landscaping business, conditional use number 1933, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.374 acres, more or less, along with conditions A through G, as read in the record by Mr. Lang.
What's the pleasure, Council?
Make a motion we adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips, to adopt conditional use 1956 with the conditions as read. Any questions on the motion?
None.
Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I vote we adopt conditional use 1956. We have to mention 1933 as well? I believe so. No, okay.
We'll check
and
your birthday.
With conditions A through G, and I appreciate that he went to the trouble of working with his neighbors and getting this kind of support. This is very important.
Thank you, Mr. Cole.
I'll vote yes for the same reasons.
Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes. It certainly is something that's not going to upset the neighborhood, and anything that can help our economy now is a good thing.
Wilson?
Oh, yes, with P&amp;Z.
Also, based on recommendation of planning and zoning and the conditions they placed, I agree with them. I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you. The next application is conditional use number 1957, application of George R. and Sandra L. Van Fleet. Mr. Lang?
Yes, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a rental and storage units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.148 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 54, 1,550 feet northeast of Route 387, also known as Hudson Road, and being tax map ID 533, map 18, parcel 35.04. Before I go on, I see the audience says there's no applicant. The applicant was aware that his application was rejected by the commission, and I don't know if that's the reason he's not here or not.
Well, can we get just the two attorneys just to talk for 15, 20 minutes?
We have both attorneys are in opposition to the application.
Oh.
Was there any attempt to contact the applicant?
We just realized that when we started the meeting that he wasn't present, and some people dilly-dally and come in a few minutes late, being he was third, but he hasn't shown. And again, I think it was, he had been advised his application from the, before the commission was rejected or denied.
What was the score? What was the score for the commission?
4-0.
It was four. It was unanimous by who was present. It was one party was absent. One of the members was absent.
4-0.
Mm-hmm. 4-0.
In the past, there's the ordinance has been read and then vote taken, and for lack of a record being made, voted down.
Read it.
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Gordon, your short title, please.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for rental and personal storage units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 1.148 acres, more or less.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to adopt conditional use 1957. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Under the circumstances that we have no applicant here and no record to consider or testimony to listen to, I agree with the Planning and Zoning's decision and the reasons that they gave for a denial.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote no, for the same reasons.
Mr. Phillips?
I'll vote no due to the absence of the applicant and Planning and Zoning's reasons for denial.
Wilson?
I'll vote no due to the absence of the applicant.
Also, I agree with Planning and Zoning's findings and the fact that I'm not here to build a record. I vote no. Motion defeated. Any motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips. Second. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Phillips?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We're now adjourned. Thank you.
I missed.